Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisión the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, indeed. And this year we are highlighting different sporting communities across Dublin City and County. And today I'm delighted to have Alan McGrath in studio with me from Dizzy Footwork Dance Studio Academy in Tallaght. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm very well. Absolutely delighted to have you in. I suppose when people think about dancing, they probably don't automatically think about sport, but there's no question about it. If you ever tried to do a bit of serious dancing, you want to be pretty fit, so as a form of exercise, it's excellent.
Oh, 100%. Come here. It's just great to see it in so many skills and all nowadays. I remember when I was younger, when I was doing like football and hurling and swimming, there wasn't really options of dance around, but nearly every primary school and secondary school in the country is doing it now, which is great to see. TikTok is helping as well, I think.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, COVID and TikTok, the two things that
that's it, COVID as well, yeah.
And maybe a little bit of Dancing with the Stars as well, but we'll get on to that. So what got you into it? How did you get interested in dance?
Oh God, my sister Lisa, actually, she started dancing just before me, and like I was doing a lot of sport, and then I just kind of followed in her footsteps, and my mum and dad were like, go ahead. So I just copied everything she did, and I absolutely loved it. Dance just kind of took over everything for me in the end. So yeah, I've been doing it ever since.
And Lisa and yourself are running the academy?
Yeah, we run the school in Tallaght. We're only 15 years open now, so we have a student base of like 3 years to over 20.
Right.
So all ages. It's great, like, and it's great for fitness. Like the majority of them are just for fitness, and some are just in it for fun, some want to be professionals, and that's absolutely fine. Whatever they're into, we're there for.
And what sort of age group are we talking about that you're catering to?
Oh God, well, 3, and then our oldest student would probably be 27. Okay. At the moment, yeah, but the majority now would be younger.
Yeah,
like the kids just love it, like mainly like baby age, you know.
And it's what type of dance is it? I mean, is it just
we do a mixture? Yeah. So we do hip hop, we do musical theater, we've thrown in a bit of tap there in the past, we do drama, we do acrobatics, we do lyrical, contemporary. So yeah, it's great, whatever they want, we try to cater for, you know.
And you know, is this kind of an after schools project that happens? You know, they come in after school?
Absolutely, yeah. So they come to us on a Monday and a Friday. We're open at the moment. And then when we're doing shows, we put the foot down and we get the work on. So we have 2 shows coming up in the Civic Theatre in Tallaght in Easter.
Okay.
So that's what we're prepping for at the moment.
So how many will be participating in those shows?
Over 180.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so busy. Yeah. And we'll just rotate it like a conveyor belt.
I can imagine, yeah. Is it difficult to manage that many, especially young kids? I mean, trying to get them all coordinated and get them together. And
do you know what? Like, it doesn't seem like a job to us, so we absolutely love it. So it doesn't seem that difficult now. Mm. Now getting them to the stage where it's tight and clean and we're happy, but we're very particular on how we want them to look. But it's just, we know their potential.
Yeah, you know what they can do.
That's it.
And I mentioned there, you know, things like Dancing with the Stars and
even,
you know, America's Got Talent and The X Factor and all these things. More and more dance troupes all the time. Is it JLS or are they famous? No, they're a band.
JLS are an old band, yeah.
You know, there's some, I know there's some dance troupes that have kind of made it pretty big over out of X Factor, but is that where the explosion has really come through?
It is, yeah. And like the likes of like X Factor, and like I remember, like I've done Ireland's Got Talent and The Voice and stuff, and like there's just such a need for like backing dancers in this country now as well, when TV programs and stuff come in, and we mainly call that style commercial dance, is what you'd see on TV.
Yeah.
And shows like that. So there's such an interest, and it's very common and popular at the moment with all the teens and kids, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose when I look at Dancing with the Stars, because I know a few rugby players that I would have played with back in the day, and I see them trying to find their way around. And
wouldn't be as graceful as you think.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, you know, and maybe not built for it. I mean, you probably have to be of a certain type of build for dancing, but to get fit, is it a good way to get
it's
fit?
It's brilliant, though. I'm sure you know yourself. Like, I know a lot of rugby teams and football teams that like actually take ballet classes, what I've heard of in the past, to build strength
not
up,
not
you
in
know?
My day,
not in your day. Yeah, to build up strength and all, like the technique and all behind it is completely different, but it's just great for fitness, whether you're in your 50s and whether you want to take a Zumba class or whether you want to do it professionally. I think there's so much now in this country like to cater for it, and especially Dublin, like Dublin and Cork, I think especially, are huge for dance at the moment compared to when we started. So like, it's just so great to see. There's a million skills, there's a million classes you can take, so get out there and just start a bit of dancing. There's no harm.
Yeah, I've actually got a cousin who's a professional ballet dancer.
Oh, brilliant.
Studied in London, and she is incredible, and she's teaching it now herself. But I suppose that's the next question. Is it something that kids are looking to get into as a profession? Is it very, very difficult?
They are. And like what I used to find difficult as well, I remember when we were even deciding to go to college when we were younger and we were looking to train, like there wasn't a lot of opportunities there to study and train here, whether it was a teacher or professional ones, you know. So a lot of people do go across the water, but it's kind of starting to pick up here, which is brilliant. And there's a lot of amazing people in Ireland at the moment trying to do amazing things and try to prevent people going out of the country to train, you know.
Okay.
And I notice a lot of friends and students that have gone over, they're now coming back here to work, which is also amazing to see, you know.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about the show. Give it a plug now while you're here. And
oh, God, we have three shows. I think one on Easter Saturday, two on Easter Sunday. So by all means, come along. It's Disney Footwork Dance Academy in the Civic Theatre in Tallaght, and we're really looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, Alan, brilliant talking to you. Really enjoyed
you too. Thanks.
Great bit of energy this early in the morning. Just what we need. But thanks for coming in and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
With the show. Good luck with everything. And we'll talk to you again.
Cheers.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.